favorite comedian Anthony Rogers live in his tour bus. Yeah. But also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking. They said your shit looks whack. It looks weird. They can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now. And the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this, and there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description. Go to the website. Use promo code LEGENDARY. Get a discount. Do it. Thank you. Boom.
I'm Dennis with the Anthony Rogers Show podcast. My question for you is, what would you do if you became president to help the working class?
Well, you know, I think the principal thing right now is housing. That the price of housing is going up and it's beyond the reach of most American families.
Along with oil and gas and food.
Yeah. Whatever, inflation is hurting everybody. And inflation is more complex. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I'm going to stop inflation overnight. What I can say is that I'm going to stop the long-term cause of inflation. I'm going to unravel a war machine. I'm going to reduce dramatically healthcare costs by ending the chronic disease.
Welcome back to the greatest podcast in the entire universe. Man, it's hard to listen to that guy talk after like seven like episodes in a row, like that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets. Like, I appreciate him being on the show and stuff. Yeah. It's like hard to listen to that guy talk after a while. It's like he just sounds like he sounds like a corpse or something. Like I can't even understand what the fuck he's saying anymore. I feel like
I get dumber every time I listen to him talk.
Yeah, he must have been like he must not have been as cool as the rest of his family, you know? Like, I don't know. But today we have a huge show. You're a big sports fan, right? You love sports.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah.
You know everything about sports, so that's why we have a shit ton of people on Rumble. So if you're watching on Rumble, I love you, just so you know. You're waiting in line to watch this, so I appreciate you, you know.
Awesome, I love that.
216 people already on Rumble in the first 2 minutes.
That's nice. Great. Yeah.
Back to the point. We have two of the most legendary athletes and the most legendary football franchise of all time. The Kansas City Chiefs. We have Anthony Sherman and Greg Dieter. How you doing, brother? Brothers, I guess.
How we doing?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
So this is like she's the reason that we got some athletes on. It was like she loves sports.
Perfect.
Like all girls.
You're like all girls. Sure.
Looks like we're on your guys' show. You guys have like a more legit set. I feel like I'm on your show.
If we had a legit setup, our headphones would work, but we can't figure out how to, for some reason, get our headphones to work for this.
We got all the pieces, but we're just not connecting right.
You guys need a producer.
That'd
be nice. We've ran through a couple of them already.
So, like, to ask the most basic question of all time, like, and something I'll never understand ever is like, so what's it like winning Super Bowls? Like, what is that like being a champion of, I'll never know what that's like. I just want to know.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's, obviously for, you know, growing up playing sports my whole life, that was my dream, you know, making it to the NFL, but then also winning a Super Bowl and being able to say that I accomplished that, and Gehrig as well. Like, it is an awesome experience the whole week leading up to it, but then also when you get to get on stage and hold that Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, right there with Sherm. I mean, it's any football player's dream, that Super Bowl title, and just to be a part of the team during that year when we played the Niners that first time in Miami. Just like Sherm said, the week leading up is awesome. It's kind of surreal, and then once you get there, it kind of kicks in, and the game happens and the game's over. It kind of goes fast. And I think it really, really does kick in once you hit the parade and you see all the support of Kansas City. I mean, that to me was the most memorable part of the whole thing.
That's awesome.
No, it is awesome. I like how the only person's name I didn't butcher was my name, Anthony. I said Greg instead of Gehrig. I'm an idiot. I like realized that.
That's all right. Everyone does
halfway
that.
Halfway through, like you talking, I'm a moron. It sucks. It sucks being stupid, you know. But no, so that's awesome. Is it like are you guys in Missouri still?
We're Kansas guys.
Kansas guys.
Big Kansas guys.
Oh, so, come on.
The border's there. Most guys live in Kansas though, honestly. There's only a few.
You ruined my dream.
A few guys are Missouri people.
No, that's Missouri. Cool for honest. That's awesome for like Chiefs are like they're killing it right now, man. So they've been killing it for the last like so many years, like 5 years or so. It's pretty cool seeing that, man. Like, it's cool seeing that. Like, what part of Kansas are you guys from?
I'm in like Overland Park right now.
Okay.
In Overland Park.
Okay, another area. Well, like the suburbs,
which is about 30 minutes south of the stadium.
Cool. Yeah, I know that area pretty well.
You're a Missouri guy or what?
Yeah. The best state in the union. Yeah, thanks.
Where in Missouri?
I'm a little bit outside of St. Louis right now, but I usually live in St. Louis. So, you know, the second most ghetto city in Missouri.
I was going to say that should be a lot of fun for you out there in St. Louis right now, huh?
Oh yeah, it's a great time. Yeah, it's it's fun being surrounded by all the poverty. It's really good for the ego. You know what I mean? It makes me feel rich.
It's not much better in Kansas City.
No, I'd say Kansas City is probably more ghetto than St. Louis, but barely. You know, it's like I don't know. you guys probably can't say that as athletes, so you guys probably can't agree to that. But being from there, my experience in Kansas City is like I was like going to get an Emo's Pizza one time. These guys just run out and beat the shit out of this guy in the street. I'm like, man, this place is probably crazier than St. Louis. I don't know.
A little Emo's Pizza.
I think it was an Emo's.
I have a question. Do you guys have any like specific manifestation techniques, or like did you get to where you were just because like you're really good at what you do and you just put in the time and effort, or like did you work with a coach, or did you use like any specific modalities to really manifest like you guys winning, or even just like being on a huge team and like, you know, fulfilling the dream that you've had? Just curious.
Yeah, no, I would say more hard work. I think growing up in the Midwest, that's kind of a trait you learn is to work hard and accomplish a lot of things. That's what they always say. You can accomplish a lot of things when you put the work in and do things when people aren't looking. So that was always my mentality. And I think Sherm's the same way. We're just guys that weren't afraid to do anything for the team, put that extra work in. I'm not sure. You're not a manifest guy, are you?
No.
Yeah. So we're not the manifestors, but there's definitely guys in the NFL that are like that. But I think Sherman and myself, we're blue collar, put the work in, let the
hard work in
speak for itself. It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, whatever gets you there, you know?
Yep. Exactly.
Everybody's I'm just curious. Own, I just, so many like celebrities and people who are like really big just in business and whatever, like, you know, realm they're in. I've just seen so many people talk about different ways of manifesting. So I was just curious. That's cool. So how did you, like, what was your upbringing? Like, you guys like work on a farm or like, or just.
No, I grew up in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Blue collar family, four younger sisters. I played three sports growing up and obviously football was my love. And I just, continued to be blessed enough to move up from high school to college and then college to the NFL. And then getting into the NFL and playing 10 years was a dream come true.
That's awesome.
Yeah. A little bit different. I grew up in a city, South Bend, Indiana. It's not like a big city or anything, but kind of ghetto, not the nicest place to grow up. But my parents were police officers. So, and I was kind of straight and narrow, but sports were always my focus, kind of like Sherm. That was the only thing I cared about, was going to the next level in football and, just kind of cut out all distractions and anything that could get in my way and just put all my effort into the sport.
Wow. What was it like having cops as parents? Did they just like whoop your ass when you hooked up? Or like, how did that go?
No ass whoopings for me. I was a good kid. So it was,
okay. Yeah. I'm like, I got my ass whooped, dude.
Yeah. No, he definitely could whoop my ass back in the day, but
still could whoop your ass.
Nah, he couldn't do it anymore. I mean, my parents weren't strict, but we are the type of kids that we kind of stayed out of trouble. So it was never too bad. And they got out of being police officers kind of right before all the shit hit the fan with it. So they kind of saw it going that way. And my dad was a police officer for 40 years. And my mom was for like 10 to 15, something in that
That's
range.
That's a long time. I would imagine being a cop would be really emotionally like draining, you know, just seeing like fucked up shit all the time. Like it would be, I don't know. I couldn't do it. Like,
yeah, no,
I mean, anyone who can.
Yeah. It takes a special person to do it. Sherm is actually a sheriff deputy down in Bourbon County, which is about 45, an hour south of here. So Sherm's in law enforcement now on the side. And
wow. Nice. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So he's following my dad's footsteps.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Wow. That's wild.
That's awesome, man. That's
Sorry to cut you off. You have the longest Instagram name I've ever seen in my life. Is that one name?
What, Nikki X Knightley?
All right. It's like
no, it's just up. Because the first one's the IG and then the second one is Twitter, but it's like an X, so I just put X.
That makes sense. I'm looking at it. We're kind of far from the computer too. I'm like what the is fuck long.
Is wrong with your fucking
You guys both look like cops. Like both.
All right, I'm good.
Not a bad way. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I like cops. We had a porn star that used to be a cop on here. Like that's you guys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about her.
We had Lieutenant Lexi Bella. She was a lieutenant until they found her OnlyFans.
Oh, that happened.
And then she's like, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna do OnlyFans. I don't give a shit."
So you guys are the third cops. No, I had a DEA on here, a DEA officer on here one time too. So you're not both cops, but yeah, man. Third cop.
Yeah, he's a surrogate right now. He can jump in with me.
He is the cop haircut, right? He is like the
He does. He's got the high and tight right now.
No, buddy, what? I don't think you guys can see it.
Let's see.
Like
Sherm shit's bald as hell. So, are you bald under there?
Oh, no, bald on top? What?
All right, just making sure.
No, you can see that the back of his head.
I can see the hair on the sides, but you never know with a hat.
No, I'm getting the skull up there. I'm trying to get the skull up. I'm trying to be a 70s pro wrestler, so I'm trying to get that going. You know,
I'm trying to convince. Good luck with that. I'm trying to convince Sherm to get the hair paste. Just pop that thing on top. It'll fade up the sides.
You guys have the opposite haircuts. Like,
yeah, right. He's got hair.
That's great, man. No, so are you guys big Taylor Swift fans?
No, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan. I mean, I'm not her music.
Yeah, I almost asked that with a straight face. I was like, I almost had that down.
big Swifty. He's met her and stuff, so he's been on cloud nine since he met her.
No, aww. I'm not a Swifty, but she was a nice lady when I met her.
That's cool. I've actually heard a lot of good stories about like just her personality in general. I don't know. What I've heard from other people is that she actually is like really down to earth, but you know, media is always gonna say whatever.
Yeah. pretty normal. So nothing crazy, which is nice. Good for Kelsey. I'm happy for him. Seems happy and everything's going his way right now, so good to see for a former teammate. Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Do you think she's a Fed?
Fed?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm just asking questions. I don't know. I'm not an.
I saw you leaned in there like you have something to say. Like I just.
I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to see you guys. You guys are like this big on my screen. I'm trying to see the reactions when I ask these questions.
No, listen. I'll give you. I don't know. Could be.
I don't know. Sounds like a yes.
I've seen what you're talking about. I have to put it that way. I've seen what you're talking about.
I see the conspiracies.
Well, I mean,
what is the conspiracy? She's a Fed.
Yeah, CIA. Like
you've seen this?
Yeah. I feel like any like world famous person I've seen a conspiracy about. So,
yeah. You know what? There's a lot of conspiracies that have been proven to be true, though. So,
I mean, it's kind of hard to
dismiss. Dismiss conspiracies. Nowadays, you know what I mean?
Correct. It just takes a little time, and they all seem to come true.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that I feel like there's so many people in the like entertainment industry that have ties with like the fucking government and shit. Like, I mean,
are you guys?
It would make sense, you know.
Yep, I'm right along with you here. Come on, keep going.
I just, but because it's like, okay, if they have that much influence I mean, they have more influence than the government really does. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, more people are following fucking Taylor Swift than probably anybody. I mean, I don't know how many followers she has, but she could just be like, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing. This is my views. And people are just going to dumbly fucking follow that shit because it's her. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. I mean, that would be like the perfect undercover, like, plant, you know, 100%. That's crazy.
Yeah. Are you guys feds?
What'd you say?
I said, are you guys feds?
I mean, yeah, kind of am. Yeah.
You are now, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of.
You guys probably kick my ass. So it's funnier to do this online. You guys probably beat me up in like 5 seconds or 6 seconds. You think?
No, I mean, I'd probably give it 4 seconds, but I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, dude, professional athletes are fucking nuts, man. I just feel like you guys are like at a way different level than like most human beings, I imagine, just physically speaking. That's got to be fucking nuts. Did you guys just train for like decades and then like before the draft and shit? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, how'd that come about more so?
Yeah, so I mean, shoot, I really started getting into weights right before college, and I didn't take off until I retired. I didn't take off more than like 2 to 3 weeks of working out all year. Like, that was it. Like, depending on what time of year that fell, but it was nonstop. But if you're looking to fight someone, Garrick will turn any situation into, let's just get in the cage. Like, we can have a normal conversation and it stops. And he's like, we're going to fight in the cage. Let's go.
Not the cage, though. Not the cage. Sherman's backyard. We got a dirt pile back there.
If my viewers start to go down, I'll fight a Chiefs player. You know, if my viewership starts to go down, I'll do it out of desperation. I'll fight you guys for the ratings. You know,
but all right, come on.
I'll Jake Paul. I'll just get my ass beat for the ratings. You know,
but how big are you?
You have to find out, man. I'm not gonna.
I feel like he's like kind of hunched. Like, he's probably like 6'6", 3'10", or something.
He's not 6'6".
With that beard, it looks like he's a Viking.
I bet you he's 5'8".
5'8".
No, he's only like 5'5".
I'm 6'2". I'll call you guys.
He's 6'2".
You're 6'2"?
Yeah, yeah. That's all. You look worried when I said that. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
I'm 6'3".
You probably still beat my ass. You're 6'3"? You just said that because I'm 6'3", yeah. I think.
No, I'm 6'3". Like, you just...
Okay. No, that's cool, man. No, athletes probably beat the fuck out of me at any time. I'm pretty lazy, you know. I rode a bike a lot today and I felt accomplished, but you guys have been doing that for like 30 years probably. Like, you know.
No, we're not cyclists.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw what happened with Cam Newton. Like, a couple normal guys tried to fight him, and he's taking on three adults himself. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm Cam Newton. Cam's fucking huge, but
yeah,
I think that we could hold our own versus some normal humans.
Yeah.
I know.
Can you like lift someone up? Have you ever just like fucking...
No, pro athletes with Super Bowl rings are probably monsters compared to the average person. That's why I was curious about all that. Yeah. I can ride a bike better than Joe Biden, though, which is pretty cool, you know?
I don't think that's hard. I feel like my 5-year-old daughter could do that.
I'd love to see him in like a decathlon, man. That'd fucking rule.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
Did you guys have to get vaccinated and shit?
Yeah. No. So I had a feeling that shit was coming. So I bounced.
Dude.
Oh wow.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I had to get vaccinated. It was unofficially
for
required.
Police work? Or yeah, wait, which
no,
one?
No, for football. Like, which he played for the Chiefs.
Oh, you? Oh, sorry. I thought. Okay. Damn.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was a weird time. I mean, that was obviously the second. Was that the second year? It was right after Super Bowl was like when it all started, and then going in the next year, Sherm retired after the season, and then. They basically, if you weren't vaccinated, it would, in a guy,
you were getting cut.
Yeah. In my position where I'm a practice squad guy or lower on the depth chart, I had to kind of do whatever. So, yeah, I mean,
they got a lot of people on that shit. That's fucked up. Yeah. No, it's like they're like, hey, if you want to fucking feed your family and shit, you know, you better fucking take this. Yeah. I mean, that's, I get it.
I mean, it was literally a question that, like, I mean, my agent, when I was a free agent, literally asked me if I was vaccinated because some teams weren't bringing guys in that weren't. So it was a thing that was going on in the NFL, and thankfully I haven't had any health issues. So I'm happy. Yeah.
You haven't had any kind of like side effects from it or anything? Is that what you mean?
No, nothing noticeable on my side. Thankfully, but you never know. Yeah. I mean, like you see a lot of stories in sports. Yeah. I mean, in the past 3 years that are just kind of random, sporadic. And I mean, all signs kind of point to it. So it's what'd you say?
I said, not if you ask the government.
Yeah. Not if you ask the government, you would see random athletes just like fall out in games or practice. And I mean, even
pass out and shit.
Yeah. I mean, there's
like thousands of people on the field. Yeah. No, there's been at least 1,000 or so just dying on the field. Yeah. It's nuts. That's why I was asking. I've never heard an athlete's point of view of it. That's why I was like, I was just curious because I've literally never heard an athlete's point of view on any of that stuff that time. That was a nuts time. Yeah, you guys just won the Super Bowl in 2020, and then all, the world like fake like that fake end of the world happened and all that shit. I was like, fuck, that had to be fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, so I was called that following year. We played with no fans in the stands or 15,000.
You were on the team then.
That one year, not the year. There was 2 years after.
Oh, okay.
Was the vaccine stuff that one? I was called the COVID compliant nightmare. So I took it as a badge of honor. So
I would too, man. That's a.
So you were there test every day.
I had to test every day. Had to get had to wear masks.
Yeah, yeah.
And go do that. All right. And then the next year, that was my last year. I said, I'm not doing this shit anymore. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not being told what to do.
Yeah.
So I retired. And that following year was the vaccine mandates and stuff.
Sherman was also washed up his 10th year, so.
Buddy, I could have gone at 3 more years.
Damn.
It was a weird year. I mean, before he retired, just having to go up there every single day, test, you had to wait to get cleared, go in there, and. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it was nobody knew anything about it. So we were all kind of everything was unknown. So everything was kind of coming at us fast. And it was just a weird time to be a part of it. And obviously being in a professional sport environment, there's a lot of a guy like my position, I keep saying there's a lot of factors that I had to go through to just be part of the team. So
yeah,
I was willing to do whatever to stay there.
That's crazy, man. Who would win a fight between you guys, you think?
Come on now, big fella. What do you think?
I was just curious what you guys thought. Who do you think would win?
Nah, Sherm.
If I got him on the ground, it's over.
You got meaner eyes. Sherman has meaner eyes. I don't know. I think he'd
I mean, buddy, like I don't think you understand this dynamic. So Sherm scared me because I've tried to fight him like 5-6 times and just
never,
not in a joking manner. Like
nothing
never gotten real.
But like I've asked Sherm to like go to like let's wrestle or like let's go box in like a ring and he won't do it.
Why am I gonna do that? I don't feel like
alpha training
that much energy.
See where the like, real man
he's
is.
Serving, who's a bigger man? Yeah, that's what I was curious about. Who was a bigger man out of you guys?
I mean, he's not that much bigger anymore. He counts as macro, so he's been losing weight. He slimmed down a little bit. He looks good.
Who would win in an arm wrestling match? Just that way you won't have to get you guys arm wrestle and see who would win?
Sherm will get me in arm wrestling.
No, he looks huge and mean. I don't know. I feel like he'd fuck me up like
10 seconds.
He looks
huge and mean. Jesus.
He does. He does.
I can't.
I don't
There's
mean
no
right
way
now.
You're 6'2". I don't think he could probably definitely hold his own for sure. What do you guys do for fun?
We both have kids, so.
Yeah, I coach all my
kids. Oh, okay.
Work out, relax, go hunting, shoot guns.
Oh, go hunting. That's cool. What kind of animals do you hunt?
Deer, turkey, like to fish.
Sweet. I've never done anything like that.
Oh, there, it's fun. It's peaceful.
Where do you live, Nikki?
I live in Hollywood, California.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I know, right? But I mean, I'm in this really nice complex, so it's like kind of like there's all these really cool like walkways where there's like trees and like places to sit.
There's other places that you can be free and not have and do the same thing.
There's other, say that again.
There's other places that you can actually be like truly free and not have to be.
Yeah, it's like I'm in like some sort of terrarium, basically, protecting myself from Hollywood. But as soon as I leave, it's like, you know, I'm kind of like a little off the strip, so it's not like super crazy, but there's still a lot of like crackheads and homeless people shit. But I always like bring like anytime I get rid of stuff like clothes and stuff, like I'll walk a bag over to the homeless people and like give them my old clothes and stuff like that. But most of my work is out here, so it's just easier to live. I was living in Pasadena, but I don't have a car, so it just costs a lot of money Ubering everywhere.
I was trying to figure out what's worse, Kansas or California, like in my head. I was like, what's the worst place to live, Kansas or California? You know, it's like
yeah, I mean,
California is so fucking expensive. I'm paying $2,400 for a one bedroom.
Yeah, and California sucks.
dude, they both like Kansas and California are both like terrible in different ways. Like Kansas, like I feel like you could see forever and not want to. It's just like you're just like driving through them. I'm like, man, I can see for 100 miles and I just don't even want to. And then like California's like you gotta like hold your breath when you go there. And then it just smells bad and everybody's fucking poor. And it just, you know what I mean, it just kind of sucks, but Missouri's just
they suck in their own special way.
It just happens that Missouri is just the best state, and I'm from there. It's just lucky, you know, but I was born in the best.
No, you are lucky. Yeah. I mean, not necessarily your area of Missouri or the west side of Missouri, but the middle of Missouri is great. Yeah. I'd give you that.
Dude, I love it out here, man. It's like, I'm only out here because my wife's a teacher. I hate St. Louis. I wish I just pushed it in the river, Brad. Man, to be honest with you, but the rest of it, I definitely love Missouri, man. It's like, it's good. It's a good place. Good well water, you know, good people, you know. Fresh caves, you know, fresh cave water, you know.
That's dope. Yeah, my water's polluted with fucking shit and piss.
Well, just like Xanax and fluoride, you know. It's got a lot of fluoride.
Yeah. Or fucking
what's your workout regimen of like a pro athlete? Like, what do you got? And then both you guys kind of like I guess like in like peak performance, I guess what would be like your workout regimen? Like, because that's just crazy to me, probably.
So I would work out, when I was playing, I'd work out, 5 days a week, multiple muscle groups each day, condition twice a week.
Down for me. So what exactly are you working? What kind of workouts though? I mean,
it was the typical, you know, the three major lifts. You got your bench, squat and deadlift, and then your accessories from there, shoulder press, core. But yeah, it's standard. It just depends on how you stack it or how you want to roll through it. But it's those are the three major lifts that most athletes do, in some form or fashion.
Nice.
What about you? Was yours similar to that?
For the most part. I mean, most guys are doing the same thing, but I would have to run a lot more than Sherm. So. Movement and I was more so movement wise. I was doing stuff almost every single day. So for me, I was more focused on movement and just kind of staying in condition because that was my job, was to just be able to run all day. So
I was a battering ram. So
yeah, so
I would just lift
right.
I'd lift heavy and get angry.
Yeah, a little bit different, but. We both love working out still, and Sherm's on a little bit stricter regiment than me, but still like to lift like an athlete and be able to move and kind of just do everything. I like feeling like an athlete, so doing everything that I used to do, I still kind of do for the most part.
That's awesome. Yeah.
What's your favorite aspect of being an athlete? Oh, what's your favorite aspect of being an athlete? Or think like your favorite thing about it. Like, is it the sport in the game, or like working with a team? Is it that you're in shape, or like, is there anything particular that's like, this is why I do this?
I think both of us necessarily, now that we're both retired, I don't necessarily know if we missed the game. I mean, I played for 20 something years from when I was 7 years old till 33 or 32.
Wow. Yeah.
But like, I think the most thing is the, like the camaraderie you have with your teammates.
Yeah.
And like hanging out and you're, you know, with the boys, just hanging out, doing your thing, going after one goal, and then actually being able to achieve that goal and winning the whole thing and spending, I mean, the cool thing, like we both said, is like you spend the week of the Super Bowl all together, like every day, all day. And it's some of your closest friends that you stay in contact with today. And you just, you're all going after one thing. So it's a pretty cool experience.
That wasn't the question though. Like she said, what's the best part being an athlete?
Yeah. Probably the locker room stuff.
That's that makes sense.
Not everyone gets
I meant like just like doing what being in sports in general, like is what I meant. Jeez. That answered my question. Yeah, totally.
Well, I'll take the athlete side. Like
you said, best part of it, dude. No, she didn't ask you though.
No, but she said like generally, like no, like I like to like
fight?
I like to walk in a room and feel like I can just beat everybody in every single sport.
Yes, love that. Okay,
no matter what. That's my mentality.
So being number one, like really important to you, or like you're really competitive.
No, listen. If you talk to him more than just tonight, he is self-proclaimed best player in any sport he is doing at the moment.
I like that mentality. I like the winner
mentality. I back it up.
Sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. You know what I mean? That means deluding yourself. Fuck it.
No faking. Like, no,
I am the best in the fucking world.
He had. He had. I mean, a couple
you are. Fuck. I don't know.
He was the best. What are you? The best steak tacos in Kansas City. There's probably a chef that's better than you, but not in your mind.
Nice tacos. Not when it comes to that one specific thing.
Nah, I don't think so.
Really, what's your guys' favorite barbecue in Kansas City?
Q39.
Yeah.
Q39
guys. Simple, easy, clean, consistent every
time.
I'm not
a huge barbecue guy, though.
Okay. I like Joe's too. Joe's isn't too bad. Q39 Joe's are probably my top two out of there.
Joe's is pretty good.
I've never really had Joe's. I've ordered it a couple times.
I mean, I feel like honestly, like all these Kansas City restaurants and the Midwest chain stuff is like they have their go to, like if hey, this is the best spot for the ribs or this is the best spot for the burn ends. Like they all have their little niche on what makes them great barbecue. And I feel like if you know enough about the places, you kind of have that go-to meal when you go to those spots.
Definitely true, man. I think Memphis has the best barbecue, but everybody tells me, like my buddy Sean always tells me Kansas City has the best barbecue. Like that's why I was, and like he loves both those places too. He loves Q39 also. That's why I was wondering, like I was kind of wondering what you guys thought. I'm gonna tell him you guys said that.
Yeah,
he thinks sports are fake. Is the NFL scripted?
I never saw a script, but I don't know. I mean, I did see that remark from the CBS guy that said it was going to be double OT.
Really?
You didn't see that?
No.
Right before the Super Bowl, he's like, hey, first time ever. Like, it was a joke, but it was like the first time ever there's going to be double OT in the Super Bowl and then down to 3 seconds. And I'm like, oh, it is.
Well, it didn't.
No, it didn't. Yeah, but it didn't. It's on to something.
No, there's a lot of people that say it's scripted, but I mean, I always have a hard time believing it. Like,
well, you're in it, so you'd be the source. That's why I was wondering. I mean, you guys are the fucking source. So if you didn't run on a script, I mean, that disproves the entire thing.
Like, I didn't get one. I'll tell you that.
No, I never saw anything. So
I've always wanted to ask an NFL player. I've always wanted to ask for that. Because Lil Wayne had a script like in one of these like he had this like big ass like script for one of the seasons. It probably a prop or something just to sell records, you know. But just, I mean, if you guys are you saying,
do you think it's scripted?
I thought so, but you guys are in the fucking league. You guys are the fucking source. So if you say no, you're making me question it now. And then think the other, I mean, before I went into this, I'd say yes. But until I asked a fucking former NFL player, he said no.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm like, probably not. Like, I mean, that's like where I'm at now.
Yeah. I just have a hard time believing that it would be. There's a lot of factors that would have to go into being scripted, and
Yeah, you guys would have to know guys, about it.
Yeah, too many guys' livelihoods are on the line for that to happen, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, you would know way more than me, bro. I'm just a dude asking questions. Like, and like watching TikTok videos and shit, bro. Like, you mean like I feel like if you're in the league and you say it's not scripted, I'd have to take that as fucking like real, you know?
Yeah.
Because I mean, you guys would fucking know I'm just a dude, you know what I mean, that watches it.
Are you a sports better?
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat.
You lose any big games on some controversial calls or plays?
No, I more or less I haven't gambled in a second. I haven't gambled or got fucked up in a while, but I used to be more into that, you know. Like it made sports more fun watching it when I was like in my 20s and shit, like just bet on something dumb. Like but you know, I mean before it was like legal or what, I don't want to say this on camera actually. But you have to go through like fake charities back in the day. You have to go through like I don't know how many book donations I've had in my life, you know, in my 20s and shit. Before it went before you're able to do it on a fucking app now, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
But no, I got out of all that gambling and getting fucked up. I'm getting fucked up type shit. I barely even drink now. I got out of all that shit. You know, I'm trying to get rid of all my vices, you know, that's where I'm at these days, you know.
It's hard, you gotta do them one at a time.
Yeah, I'm trying to make the rapture, you know. So I'm trying to That's where I'm at these days.
Are you guys spiritual or religious, or what is your views on, like, you know, I don't know where we came from or what the fuck's going on?
I'm not the most religious person in the world. I think Sherm's a lot more religious than me. What's going on in the world? Yeah, it's a fucking crazy place these days. But I believe in something, but I think everybody believes in a little bit different.
I don't think there's any wrong answers, you know?
Yeah, like, no, I'm not the most religious guy, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I am. Sherm, I know, is got a couple tattoos, right?
No.
Oh.
Nerd tattoos.
I haven't seen you have your shirt off in a while, I guess.
Yeah.
Aren't you religious?
Yeah, no, yeah. I was just, you answered it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what else you want to know?
I serve God too, man. That's awesome, man. Like, more heaven for us, you know? More heaven for us. But no,
oh, my God. No, I mean, I'm spiritual, but like, you know, it's just interesting to ask because I don't know. I just find it interesting to see how people, like, how they view, like, just, you know, how, I don't know, like, I actually grew up atheist and didn't really start believing in something more until like, I don't know, my 20s, mid 20s. But I also don't necessarily like to conform to any sort of like organized religion either, because there's just a lot of evil in it. And it's not that I don't believe that like what Christianity or Catholic ism or whatever is called is wrong, but I do think that some of the information that's in it is being used to manipulate people, and but that's just my personal opinion. Like, I still think that going to church and like the church is like, it's a cool place, like to meet like-minded people and like feel really spiritual. Like, my dad goes to church every Sunday, but I kind of practice my own spiritual beliefs kind of based off of a couple of different religions, like Buddhism and Kabbalah, which is like Judaism, and just different aspects. I believe in different aspects of different religions. And I just kind of pick what I feel like resonates with me. And I just love to learn about it because it's just interesting to understand other people's perception of reality. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
What about you?
Me?
Sure, yeah.
I'm Christian.
Cool.
One true religion.
Did you grow up Christian?
I did not. I grew up Catholic.
Okay.
Really didn't understand a lot when I was younger. And then when I got to Arizona, I started going to non-denominational, which is Christianity. And I I found the Lord, and it's been a awesome experience and a great walk that I've had so far. In my, you know, say 9 years
that I've been walking with.
What was your coming to God like experience like? Like what was that like? Just in time for revelation for sure. But like, what was that experience like?
Did you have like a spiritual awakening?
No, it was just kind of always. I was happy in what I was doing, but I was like not fulfilled completely. Just getting there and starting to listen to what the Bible says and understanding what I mean. That's to me, that is the playbook on how we should live our lives. And it was just that always having that, like, there's something else that I'm missing something. And then being able to finally understand what that was and having that walk, and then my wife and the kids and just walking together as a family has been awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool.
That is awesome.
I really do love reading the Bible. I have this app on my phone that's like a Bible app, and it kind of gives you like a couple of lines from the Bible, and then it breaks it down and explains it in like a prayer.
Yep.
And I use that every day just to make me feel more connected to God. And like, but it's such an interesting text, like especially when it's kind of like deconstructed, because the way that they spoke back then, it's a little hard to understand, but it's very like, in a way, it's like the way they spoke back then was so much more complex and like it was almost like in symbolism, like it would mean multiple things, you know what I mean? And that's why I think it's so cool to kind of just study it, because you can get multiple messages out of the same verse, because it could have mm-hmm. like multiple meanings.
Meanings, yeah.
Which I think is really cool.
What are you guys' pronouns?
What?
What are you guys' pronouns?
I don't even know what those are.
I think it's a way for ugly people without personalities to get attention. Like I think that's what it is. That's what it seems like.
Oh, man. That's like a whole other fucking thing.
I'm a dude. You're just a couple dudes.
We're just a couple dudes just hanging out.
Couple dudes.
Are you guys millionaires from playing in the NFL for so long?
No.
Oh, well, I was gonna borrow some money. I guess not. You guys want to borrow some money then?
Well, I feel like I kind of got gypped out of the student loan forgiveness. I mean, I didn't take any student loans, but I didn't get any money back from the government. So, really hoping I could cash in on loan forgiveness.
Yeah. Oh, you mean for to go to college?
Yeah, like obviously. I didn't go to school, but like if you did, I guess you didn't have to. You don't have to pay those back now. So. That's good.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I think that was just a lie for Biden to get elected the first time. I don't think that happened.
No, I think it just passed.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, or he did something recently.
No, it was going on for like 2 years.
I just know that him and Trump were at the border today and someone.
Oh, yeah. My God. I heard about that. I haven't seen that yet, but that's so funny. Yeah.
They were both at the border. Is that real?
Same time.
Yeah, but different parts of the border, right? Like. Yeah. Biden was at the part where there wasn't anyone coming in, and then Trump was like, look at all these fucking people coming in. And like, what the fuck is this?
Did you see the picture of Trump
waving to the Mexican people.
Migrants on the other side of the fence about to cross the border?
He's fucking hilarious.
Dude, I missed his story completely out of the news. Like, this is hilarious to me. I didn't even know. Yeah. Were they both in the same area? Like, what the fuck? What happened? Catch me up on this shit.
No, I think Biden went to Eagle Pass. And mind you, the Texas National Guard has shut that place down. So he goes there and it looks like he's like, oh, look, there's where the border's secure. And then Trump, I didn't know where Trump went, but he went somewhere and there's people literally on the other side of the river waiting to cross.
That's crazy.
Wow. I just saw this video of this guy interviewing immigrants in New York. And they're basically saying that the government gave them new phones, Like, they gave them enough money for 7 months of rent in New York. So, I mean, I don't even know how much that is, but everyone I know who lives in New York lives in like a tiny little, it's, the rent is so insanely expensive in New York. It's,
you live in California. It's much, not much different.
It's like twice as much as California.
Yeah,
it really is. I swear. I'm not even exaggerating. It's like the rent, if you think it's bad here, it's like way more expensive. But that's my point. It's expensive as fuck here, too. Like, so for them to be paying for all these people's rent, like, that's like all of our tax money is going towards, instead of like, I don't know, doing that for the homeless people that are already in this country or doing something to help people already here, like, just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Nothing really does.
Yeah.
It feels like a giant That's prank true. Right now. It feels like we're all trying to prank. I like China's just pranking us before they kill us all, you know? So it feels like, are you guys practicing making Nikes for when China takes over? Or are you guys just going to wing it?
No, I'm stocking up on guns and ammo.
Okay, that's why Kansas. Kansas is a lot like Missouri in that regard. Yeah,
hey, listen, you can have the edges, you can have the East Coast and West Coast, but you come to the Midwest, it's about to be a war.
You're right, dude. Yeah, we'll drop them on the fucking sky. Yeah. No, I think that's true, man. I think that's very true.
What?
What do you say? What do you say?
Garrick doesn't have that many guns, so he's been.
I've been asking the Sherm because he's asked me what I want, and I said, "Well, I don't know." But
well, he put it this way: he sent me a picture of a Trump Desert Eagle, and I'm like, "Buddy, you don't
need a gold one like this big."
Dude, that's badass. Desert
Eagle's a snowman, man. Break your fucking
wrist. What would you even put? Like, would you have like a gun holster for it?
Oh yeah.
No, not that one.
You just walking it around town, shit.
Like... You just carry that thing around, just show it off.
I just showed up.
Use it to point. Oh yeah, the bank's over there. Fuck, dude.
Fuck yeah. Go to the hideout.
Oh my god.
Oh, Desert Eagle's a sick gun, man. I think that's a dope gun for sure.
So, who do you guys normally have on the podcast?
A bunch of people. We had rock stars, porn stars, people that talk about past lives and shit. I mean, just a bunch of different people. You guys are. The second
space scientist. We had a fucking. We've had so many different types of guests on there for sure.
Bro, you know, fucking.
We had a comedian on the other day. We're just like talking over each other, like.
I know. We're asking the question at the same time, the same exact time. But
have you guys been doing the podcast together for 278 episodes?
No.
But
a lot of them, yeah.
I just recently started co-hosting.
Oh, nice.
Like, congratulations. Maybe just a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, I think so. A couple months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
We had, my friend Bruce was a co-host at one point, and then, like, you guys heard of Smile Empty Soul, that one band? The singer co-hosted for a little bit, and then Nikki came on whenever she, we had her on. We had Nikki on with a quantum physicist, and he sounded like a moron, and she sounded really smart, and I'm like, hey, you sound a lot smarter than a fucking physicist. Do you want to co-host? And then, like, somehow it worked out, basically. That's so fun. Yeah. That's pretty much
how he was, like, super atheist. Today. And basically, I was like, so what's the most interesting thing? Because Anthony's, like, internet, well, I don't know if his internet cut out or he was just tired of talking to this guy.
I just left the podcast. That's right. I forgot about that. He fucking sucks so bad. So I just left the podcast. I just, like,
it was just me, like, and the scientist. And I was like, well,
yeah,
I was just interviewing him because I was like, well, our host is gone. It was the first time I had ever gone on his podcast. And so I just started asking the guy questions because I love science and space is fascinating to me. So I was like, what's the most interesting thing you've ever learned while doing science, like in your field or your career, you know? And he was like, oh, there's like this matter in an atom that has an energy and we can't figure out where the energy is coming from, but it's like, it has its own energy. And I'm like, so are you basically describing like God? And he's like, oh, no. I don't believe in God. He's like, I think when you die, you just go to, you know, everything goes dark and you fucking rot in the ground. And I was like, Jesus. I'm like, that's so pessimistic. And he's like, well, what do you think happens when you die? And I'm like, well, I'm not sure, but like, I'm a psychic medium. So I know that there's like something, like, even if it's just us you know, ascending into a higher dimension that most people can't perceive. Like, I just don't believe that like we just rot in the ground and then that's it. You know what I mean? And like, even scientifically speaking, like you can't destroy energy. And so where does that energy go? You know? And so we were talking and he just kind of kept saying like, well, maybe that's what you think is happening. Like, he was basically trying to gaslight me into thinking I was crazy for talking to ghosts or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, I'm like, dude, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know everything that's going on, or I'm like totally like convinced of what reality is, but like, I'm just giving you my perception and I respect your opinion. Like, he was just being a total dick. And like, yeah, he was just super close-minded for fucking someone who was so fucking smart. You know what I mean?
Sounds like you guys get pretty deep on this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
I lasted about 5 minutes on that podcast. I'm like, this guy's a fucking moron. And I just like fucking, I just like did cooler shit. I think I was smoking a lot of weed at that point. I think I just like left to smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just sound like a fucking retard to me, man. And like, that's what stuck out. She talked to him. She carried that show for like 40 minutes, like having, and seen, and was like smarter than a fucking theoretical physicist. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's fucking interesting. And like, it was like a weird juxtaposition having a porn star and a theoretical physicist on the same show. And then she like killed it and like, and beat like classic credentialism, you know, as far as intellect goes. And I was just like, oh, that's awesome. And yeah, no, I just couldn't even listen to that fucking guy talk. Like, you guys are hard to get answers out of, but I like your guys' vibe. You know what I mean? Like, athletes are, you guys seem more conserved. Like, you guys are just like sitting back, like smart people, like thinking and shit. But you guys aren't fucking retarded. Now I appreciate that. You know, it's like that guy was just fucking retarded. You know, he was just like literally, like he would say shit and it was just sounding fucking dumb as fuck. And I'm like I can't believe this guy fools people into thinking he's smart. It was just really weird.
Dude, and he didn't believe in aliens. I'm like, dude, the government came out and said that they were real. Like, the Pentagon came forward. You can look it up. And he's like, oh no, that didn't happen. That's not true. I'm like, how are you fucking gonna tell me that there's no other life in the entire universe other than us? Like,
you guys are like,
it's like the fucking earth is flat.
Like, you guys look like you're just waiting for pizza, like, or DoorDash or some shit.
You guys like candy?
Yeah. Vans, is that like, a stripper or is that, you mean actually candy?
Real candy.
Yeah, I love candy. Vans.
Honestly, only from rapists. Yeah, I only take candy from actual rapists.
Jesus,
I'm glad you guys are already retired. You guys would be canceled after this podcast, probably. Yeah, I'm glad you guys.
I've been trying to get canceled for a while, so that's all right.
Hey, you're not cool unless you get canceled at least once, right? Fuck.
Right, exactly.
You guys have any more questions?
What's your hat say?
Oh, it says Smokey's Edibles. It's they were a sponsor when I chain smoked weed all the time.
How long have you been growing your beard?
Oh shit, getting deep now. About 9 years. I haven't shaved or cut my hair about 9 years or so.
Why?
I just don't fucking want to. It's a waste of time.
You don't feel like shit though, like just walking around?
No, I would if I had your haircut, but I feel like I feel great, you know. I feel like I feel great, man. I look like a long nose skateboard. That's what I feel like right now. I feel like that's what I look like.
Great, buddy.
How long have you guys been dating?
Me and Sherm have been like, what, 5 years now? 5 years. Yeah, 5 years ago we got pretty close.
Yeah, who's like the bottom?
You can't say that nowadays, though. You can't talk about us because you're not nice and mean and offensive.
I was being accepting. I'm an ally of the LGBT community. I was wondering how long you guys were getting, you know. I was I'm very inclusive. I was my next question was, who's the bottom? That was the next question I was going to. I'm not making fun. I was just curious as a journalist.
Right.
How fast would you guys kick my ass if I was in person? You know, that's why I'm taking
it. It's only 4.5 hours away. I'll come find you.
He's like, I'm on my way.
He's like, I got that cop computer, bro.
I'm on my way.
I'll look your name up, homie. I got a very common name. It works out for me, you know.
Just make sure you don't ever run into them in a barbecue place out in Kansas. There he is. Get him.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Oh, I know. I'm
Jared might. I would.
Look, it's Forrest Gump. Get him.
You kind of look like Forrest Gump, you know, when you like. Are your Instagram followers real?
No, they're all fake. I don't know. My co-host is fake. My followers are fake. I'm fake. I'm actually AI.
I'm fake. Mine are. I had to start from fucking scratch recently. Well, not too recently, but I had an account that got deleted at 50,000. So I'm like trying to. It's slow though, because all my pictures get flagged, even if there's no nudity. They're like, oh, me. And so like I can't even get people that are like non-follower views, or like, oh, they don't suggest my page. So I've been stuck at like the same followers for like fucking
Instagram. Yeah, I don't have Instagram.
It's so annoying. I'm like,
whatever. You don't have Instagram? I tag someone with your name on Instagram. I guess
I have a Twitter.
There's someone impersonating you on Instagram. I tagged your name on Instagram, I thought.
Yeah. Me?
It might be somebody.
Oh, I don't have an Instagram, so you tag some random dude.
Nice. You just made that guy's day. That's awesome.
There's like a dude with your name that's like less successful. It just reminds him. It's like, it just reminded him by tagging him. So it's like, yeah, I tagged you in this like this NFL player's fucking spot, dude. He's like, fuck my life. You know? You know that's what happened. What's your guys' Love favorite that. Football team? Is it like, is it the Chiefs, or like you guys have better, yeah, or do you guys like
I'm a big fan of the Canadian Football League.
Ooh, nice.
Are you fucking with me? Is that real?
The Calgary Flames.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
The Winnipeg Jets.
The Winnipeg Jets.
That's a hockey team.
The Maple Leafs.
Oh, I love Creighton.
I like hockey. Creighton,
America, and I love the damn Tide.
Canadians play football. Are you fucking with me?
No, the Canadian. Actually, the European Football League.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Europeans probably play football.
Yeah. No. Obviously, yeah. We're big Chiefs fans. I mean, I think we watch the game a little bit more than your everyday fan, just because we know some of the guys and we kind of know a little bit behind what's going on. But yeah, we obviously want the Chiefs to do well. It's great for Kansas City. It's great for the area. It's exciting to have a part in, you know, kind of the start of, you know, these last 5 years. So it's fun.
And it keeps us pretty relevant when they win.
That nice. That's awesome.
You guys wear your Super Bowl rings every day?
You say, are they big?
No, do you wear your Super Bowl ring every day? Because I fucking would, you know?
No, I think I've worn it 4 times.
Yeah. Single digits for sure. It's just too, it's not comfortable to wear.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
so- no, weddings, certain, certain like functions, more, yeah. Special functions. And,
yeah.
And like, maybe if I'm told to wear it, bring it to, so people can see it or something like that. Other than that,
you guys fuck around on the pickleball court?
Do what's that?
Me?
So do you guys fuck around on the pickleball court?
The pickleball court? I don't even know what that is.
You know what that is?
It's like a tennis thing.
Oh.
Is there a rock out there?
It's like tennis for poor people.
Yeah, I would say tennis for like non-athletes, but
it's like the fastest growing.
Oh, got it.
America.
Tennis for tards. Got it.
No, my gym has it. I play a bunch of elbow.
I like badminton.
Yeah,
I feel like Anthony would be a good that Anthony. I feel like you'd be a pretty good pickleball player. You kind of look like a pickleballer.
I don't know why that sounds so funny. It just sounds fucking hilarious, bro.
Like a skateboarder.
Sounds like a sick
skateboarder gamer.
Yeah,
You look like a gamer. You a gamer?
For sure, gamer.
Oh no, I don't. I've actually touched tits before. It's weird. So it's like
touched tits before what? Yeah.
I've seen women outside of Google, dude. It's
crazy. Oh, yeah.
But I'm actually married and stuff. But pickleball, I play a bunch of old people. At my gym, I play old people all day, like during the day, whenever all the.
Do you feel better about yourself?
Yeah. All the people my age work in a cubicle.
You live near St. Charles?
I'm from O'Fallon. I'm from right there. I'm from St. Charles County.
Have you heard of Chicken and Pickle?
No.
Just opened up.
Okay, yeah. I haven't lived around there in 8 years, but I'd go back for sure. Is it good there?
Yeah, that's like a Kansas City based entertainment restaurant, and it's based around pickleball, but it's a phenomenal spot. I'll get you all hooked up.
I'll get you all hooked up. Yeah, I eat chicken. That's all I eat, probably. The only meat, like, I fucking just eat chicken, and they serve that shit there. I'll eat the fuck out of it.
Little quarter chicken, little jerk seasoning. Come on now. What's your diet like?
I pretty much just eat like salads and fucking chicken. Pretty much all I eat, man. Like right now, I got
you work out.
Yeah. But I've been going. I rode a bike 20 miles a day, and I fucking been trying to. I've been trying to. Dude,
that's crazy. He texted me. He's like, I was like, hey, can you send me this flyer? He's like, yeah, hold on, I gotta ride my bike like 7 miles. I was like, what? I'm like, take your time, bro.
I'm like blasting fucking Bob Marley and shit, like talking to fucking all these people in St. Louis riding a bike around. But no, it's but yeah, no, I started working out hard like about a month or two ago, and I quit smoking weed because like I usually just smoke weed and be happy all day, and now I'm like miserable. So I'm just like, so I just work out constantly to get happy now. You know, it's like kind of what I've been doing. I've just been like working out, hitting the hot tub and steam rooms and shit. You know, sweating.
Nice.
You
a guy?
Do what?
Are you in the cold tub, cult?
Not yet. No, not yet. I do the hot tub and the steam room. I'm the opposite. I hate being fucking cold, man.
I feel like you would be the person that would like dive into it, record himself getting in the tub and all that.
Oh yeah, for his OnlyFans. So actually, he does that for his OnlyFans.
My OnlyFans, yeah.
Now I'm gonna get.
Russell Brand does that shit, bro. He's like, you know how fucking smart I am? I'm gonna get in a bathtub and fucking tape it. That's how woke and smart
I love Russell Brand, honestly. He's really smart.
Who's your favorite podcaster?
Because I'm like, what did you say?
I said, who's your guy's favorite podcaster?
Oh, I don't even listen to podcasts, man. I don't even do that shit. This is like I'm weird kidding. Shit. I don't even take this job seriously. I think it's the easiest. I think it's fucking some weird ass job, you know?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I like Joe Rogan just because he has a lot of like different types of people on. But I really do like watching Russell Brand because I feel like he has a somewhat balanced view about everything that's going on, especially with the vaccine and shit. Because he'll find like he's not like overtly like necessarily. Like right wing, but he's definitely like kind of leaning towards that direction because he'll call people out on like lies that are being told like in the media, and then he'll find proof, and then he'll put like where the information, like where to find that information, who is funding that information, and like kind of gives like he backs up where he's getting his information from, which I think is super huge because so much shit that opinions and shit that we watch and hear about is like, you know, not really true or like there's so much misinformation. It's really hard to make any sort of opinion if you don't really know who's funding that information. Like Bill Gates, like he was funding a lot of information about certain, like, especially the vaccine and shit. And you're like, dude, like, no wonder this is the information we're getting because look who the fuck is funding it. He's paying some fucking scientists to give the answer that he wants to be, you know, given. Like, yeah.
I think that's the whole media these days.
Yeah, totally.
Last night, because some sports writer put out a tweet saying the best player on this one team is academically ineligible and he suspended the rest of the season, so I bet on the other team, and I turned the game on and buddy's fucking scoring 35 points. Like,
yeah. Wow.
Verified too. Joe Rogan. I'm a big Joe Rogan guy. Love Joe Rogan.
He's like the only real podcaster. You know, the rest of us are just faking it. You know, I feel like he's like the only actual podcast. You know.
Yeah. He does a good job.
He's a good guest. He has really good guests.
Yeah. He goes on some dry spurts when he's just bringing his comedian friends in, but he's on a nice little hot streak right now. His last like six have been top notch.
He had Cat Williams on. Nice. I'm gonna watch that later, probably. Actually, he had Cat Williams on. That seemed dope.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, shit. I love.
I barely watch podcasts. I feel like I have friends in real life, so it's like hard for me to listen to podcasts. But I think a lot of people, you know, it's like I think it's like a differentiate. It's like a friend simulator, you know. And I'm not trying to be rude. I just feel like it is, you know.
A strength simulator?
No, a friend simulator. Like people. Oh, got a friend simulator. They like work all the time.
Oh, I'm watching it just because I like learning information. It's cool when they, I mean, depending on who's on. He had someone come on that was like an alien expert, or like he was talking about UFOs. I love learning about that kind of stuff, or like the psychedelics. I mean, who the fuck was that?
The best long snapper in the NFL.
Who is it? Is another guy?
His name's James Winchester.
Wow. Nice.
I mean, we're recording.
I saw his like butt, like as he walked past. Nice butt.
Yeah, that's good, dude. We don't care. All right, guys. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, should we wrap it? You guys have anything you want to plug or?
Just buddy.
Any new projects or anything you want to promote?
Yeah, we got our own podcast.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Buddy, listen. We got a bunch of Chiefs players come on, some military guys, first responders.
Nice. That's so cool.
Talk, hang out, tell stories, bullshit a little bit. It's a good time.
Yeah, good
time.
Where can people find your podcast, like YouTube, or what platforms are you guys on?
We're Spotify and Apple.
Cool. And it's just at Buddy Listen?
Yeah, at Buddy Listen.
Cool.
Or just follow me on Twitter, Garrick Dieter, or Sherm, Sherminator.
Yeah.
42 underscore.
Yeah, underscore, one underscore, I think.
42. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I hate social media. I have it. I don't know why.
Yeah. Me too. No, it's because it's not. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming, cool. Coming back into your career and being here. I appreciate you guys. You guys are
thank you so much.
Thank you guys for wasting your time going back with your career.
Bye.
God bless you guys. I'm gonna get on here. Thank you all for watching. See you guys next week. I'm not sure who's on, but you'll find out when I know. And thank you all for spending time watching this tonight. I mean, it's like a Thursday night. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Bye.